Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Leaders in Supply Chain podcast, Latin America. And I'm your host, Javier Basáñez, Managing Director for LATAM in Alcott Global. And for me, it's a great pleasure to have with us today a Claudia Catán Jordan. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you, Javier. And it is a really honor to have been invited to your podcast session today.
Well, thank you, Claudia. And for the people that doesn't know Claudia, she's Honduran and living in Honduras for sure, and have been working for over 34 years in the logistic industry specifically. Now is the Vice President for Central America and Panama in Crowley Maritime. But I'm not only working as in that city, as she has been very active in the society and in the industry through all this year, and she has been working for different associations. Now, currently, is in the second period, is the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Honduras. Also, she has been serving as a director from the Honduran Private Business Council. Also, she has founder of a huge, that is Honduras, U.S., Guatemala, and El Salvador. This is the Business Investment Council. Also, she has been dealing with and leading the Chamber of Commerce in San Pedro Sula. Also, former director for more than 15 years relationship with the Honduran Shipping Lines, that is the association named ACORENA. And also recognized as one of the 10 more powerful women in business in Central America by Suma Magazine in 2021 and 2022. And also, named the FIAN woman by Estrategia and Negocios Magazine, listed under the 25 prominent business women in Honduras. So for me, I don't know if you are going to interview me or I am going to interview you, because you are a very important person, Claudia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Xavier. No, really appreciate. And I also wanted to tell you that I'm married to Sergio Jordan for 27 years. And wow. I have two daughters, Andrea and Philly, who are my inspiration for every day to be a better version of who I was yesterday.
Yeah, that's really, really important.
I couldn't do all what I do without the support of my family.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is the same way that I used to do it with my two sons, and all the time dedicated for them and for my wife. So it's the same. We are here just to serve others. That's right?
That's right.
So let us know how a woman in Honduras have been dealing with logistics for more than 35 years. This is very incredible. This is very unique. And I want you just to share with us your experience initially in your work experience, because for sure you will be a kind of a sample for many women and many people working in supply chain in Latin America, no? So tell us, how was that you beginning Crowley Maritime in Central America? How you was that initial joining in the company?
Thank you, Xavier. And I always say that I started when I was in kindergarten. At that time, they allowed for children to come to work.
Okay, my goodness.
I started at a very young age in a customer service position. Uh-huh. And due to my commitment, curiosity, high performance, new opportunity were open. You know, they promote me to sales executive, sales manager, among others. In 2003, I was appointed the first female general manager for Central American country within the corporation, which until then had been occupied preliminarily by men. Wow. I also feel, yes, very proud that in 2005, I received the Thomas Crowley Award. This is the highest honor given by the company. This award not only serves as a tribute to the founder of the company, but also to those Crowley employees who have closely aligned themselves with values of the company. Yeah. Through their high performance, dedication, leadership, and outstanding initiative. I continue, you know, very involved with the company, always engaged. And in 2010, I was appointed vice president for Crowley for the North Triangle countries of the Central America. And at the beginning of 2019, I was appointed to be the president for all Central American countries, Mexico and Panama. And besides, let's say, managing the vice president of the shipping line, because Crowley is more than the shipping line, mm-hmm. I was also promoted to manage the logistic division. So within my responsibility is not only shipping vessels, mm-hmm. but also I'm responsible for everything that has to see with land transportation, warehouses, custom brokerage, cargo consolidation, among other services. So as you can notice, I started in administrative position, then I was sales executive, sales manager, and I love. So I always say that I'm very blessed, you know, work for a company like Crowley that take care of their people, their personal career, and the people that work. Mm-hmm. And to tell you a little bit more about my assignment as vice president for Central America, in Panama, responsible for Central America, Mexico, and Panama operation, overseeing, as I mentioned before, all the areas. And my biggest responsibility is, for me, people. People yeah. is the key of success. And my responsibility is to lead the logistic operation in the region, additional to designing together with my leadership team, different markets, sales, operational, security, and customer care strategy. I'm very focusing on people also, well-being. You know, I faithfully believe that happy people are more engaged.
That's right.
People generate more effective results. The first thing I pack when I travel are my tennis. You know, I'm always, every day I send a motivation message to my Central American leader about, you know, how to be happy, about sport, healthy food, everything.
No, this is wonderful. That is wonderful how you have been dealing and growing in your career. And this is no casualty, no? You made for sure a great, great job supporting on people. And when you have the processes and the establishes in the company, the key, as you said before, is working with the people. Working with the people, with the behaviors, with the dealing, making them happy, enjoying what they are doing. So this is when you get the synergies, that's right, from the people doing better results and supporting each other and working together as a team, that's right?
That's right. And as a matter of fact, when the company do the engagement survey, Central America is chose one of the most engaged people. And people is the key for the success for me.
That's right. And this is the differential that sometimes the management and specifically in supply chain, no? Because also the logistic part, the transportation, sometimes it's no easy business. It's have a lot of transactions, sometimes a lot of barriers. You need to have great visibility on what's going to happen and how to move. And especially in Central America, because when we talk and having working also me in Central America, sometimes people outside just see Central America just as a little point in the map, in the globe. But they don't realize there are 5-6 different countries all together, but with different regulations that is still not working very very well as a one, no? And you need to find and look for the right solution, offering and helping your customers. That's right?
That's correct, Javier.
Definitely. It's very, very complicated when you have that. And how can you arrive into that position in as a management? Which barriers have you faced during your professional career? Because this is very interesting how you overcoming that barriers and being an example for others just to reach that leadership position in supply chain.
Thank you, Xavier, and very good question. You know, first, I like to start mentioning that to achieve my current position, the path has been full of learnings and improvement experiences. I've been working for Crowley, as you mentioned before, more than 30 years. And one of my greatest personal satisfaction has been the professional growth of this company. I began in administrative position and I have grown as the opportunity has presented themselves. One of my biggest challenge was entering at that time, can you imagine, a world traditionally led by men. Mm-hmm. But however, due to my confidence, experience, knowledge of the market and strength in all different areas allowed me to really quickly earn the respect and admiration of my work colleagues. I had managed different challenges throughout my career, from management issue, dealing with union groups, mm-hmm. government issue, legal processes, all in favor of business continuity. And I can tell you one also of my biggest challenges was in the pandemic. You know, we really needed to have to innovate, be flexible in the face of this new reality that we all face. We could not stop because the end-to-end supply chain solution never stopped. And it was a combination of a teamwork and innovation. We really show us that we can get out of our comfort zone. I really send the company also for always taking me into consideration and giving me the opportunity, you know, for a woman, Latin American mm-hmm. lady, you know, and demonstrating my performance in the different management roles. Mm-hmm. And what was my biggest challenge to overcome at the beginning within this position was really to maintain also an adequate balance in life. So to be able to dedicate time for my family, which has always been my highest priority. I strive to eat, as I mentioned before, healthy diet, exercise, and fulfill my professional responsibility all at the same time. For me, this is a recommendation. It's learning to be a good juggler. Consider that all balls are important and that none should fall. It's key to all the stages in my life.
That's right. That's very, very important. And this is the key secret of the success, not keeping in that mode with that tone.
And something that helped me, Xavier, is I was thinking right now that, for example, I never mentioned something like, that is not in my job description. I was always very open to support, help other people, learn. For example, I was a sales executive and I was already doing the work for a sales manager. I was a sales manager and I was the right hands of the general manager. So every time I had an opportunity, I was already prepared. And I always tell my team, when the opportunity arrives, it's too late to start preparing. So being curious, collaborating also is key. I believe that also was part of my success, you know. And the other situation to really overcome barriers is to have a good communication, you know, with your employee, with your customer, with your vendors, with everybody on the supply chain. I believe communication is key and good relationships, you know. When I started talking with the union, they were very impressed, you know, how I mm-hmm. took my time to explain why is that important, what is different. So I'm a people person, and I believe that that is also very important to really strengthen partnership and relation.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned very great points there, because I mean, just how is the way to be promoted? Just learning this, doing the extra mile, learning other jobs, and as you said, you will be ready for the promotion when it appears. And this is key.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and basically, as you mentioned, also talking with the people, that is the asset of any organization. Just talking with them is the way that I'm teaching and being humble and doing and integrating the people is key, because it's the gear of the machine. So you need to keep all well synchronized for doing things. That's right?
That's right.
No, that's beautiful, beautiful. And in this time of, what do you see the participation and inclusion of the women, specifically in Latin America, in the management roles, no, in all Latin America, being for you being in all Central American region and being with a big multinational company, how do you see that and how you've been working to promote that inclusion and participation?
Yes, I was reading and study by Grant Thornton, that is one of the most relevant organizations in the world that offer all these services, publishing Forbes magazine in 2020. There is assured that 33% of the top management of company will be occupied by women by 2025.
Wow.
However, in his Women in Business 22 report, Grant assures that currently we already occupy 32%. So it's very likely that by 2025, women will be had already exceeded that goal. And of course, you know, this is a different when I started. So I'm glad, you know, that, that every time you see more increase of women in STEM, there is the gap that has been broken over time. If we took back 10 years ago, Xavier, leadership, especially in this industry, in Latin America, was almost entirely led by men. I remember when I started, every meeting, I was the only, you know, woman on the meeting. So I'm and I can tell you right now, I'm very proud to state that at Crowley in Central America, we have more than 51% women on the leadership team, which speaks of volume about how inclusive the company is, and women are capable of anything and everything. I have been given the opportunity to several of the managers, you know, working at the port, maintenance, land operations, and very happy to report those numbers. It's not something that we say, you know. It's something that we have dashboard and we demonstrate about that.
Yeah, yeah, very, very well. I mean, this is a great number. Over 51% of women in leadership position is real elevating the target for everybody, no? I'm pushing. And also, that is not for just reaching a target. I mean, the production and the result have been improving. It's a way that showing that everybody's capable, and that will be giving different perspective and promoting more results and promoting more synergies. This is the key of every business, that's right?
That is right.
Oh, no, perfect. And specifically also in supply chain that I have been for many years, too many men. And sometimes, yes, and I can imagine when I give you an example, I really, when I was in Cargill, in Venezuela, really enjoy and was a key success for that role. Having just, I can say that well, more than 51 or 60% of women in my supply chain, because was capable, giving all the time, very great approaches for the solution, having very good relations. So what's an extra value for the organization to get the results? No, very well, very well. And also, how do you see the that relevance of that importance of the inclusion and the diversity, specifically in the logistic industry? How do you see that? How, when you compare with other companies, how do you see that? I mean, do you think that we already broke the barrier and the people are you understanding the great value on that?
Yes, the important in the logistics is diverse, you know. Is unite cultures, teach a different process. We all can lead our footprint on what we do. And being inclusive and accepting diversity is an important step that large companies must take every day. Crowley, this is a very important topic. It's a topic that has been very relevant for years. And there are no distinctions. We all have the same development opportunity. And for me, Xavier, is a vital point is the myth of female and male talent. Even in the board of directors that I'm part of, that show that working together, we reach a higher percentage of success. And it is not that the women or the men are better, but working together, collaborating together, the results are amazing. And I believe that is part of the success we had in the region, you know, that we value the support and collaboration of every individual.
Yeah, I know, that's key. And just promoting that and placing the big effort for having that synergy is the way to do it. Because sometimes we also listen of very bad examples that people are asking also to us in Alcott Global. I need one woman in leadership just to fulfill the gap. Wait a minute, I said, I'm not working just for you to fulfill a gap. I'm working for giving you a talent and making you more profitable and making you more productive, not to fulfill a gap. That's right.
That's correct. And that is something when you do with intention, when you do naturally with trust, you see different results. And we have so many programs in Crowley, for example. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you another example. You know, I'm talking about Crowley, but I'm the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Honduras. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more than 50% of my board members and leaders of several industries are women. So it's wow. Not just saying, you know, if you compare the board of director Hansham versus other, you see the difference. So it's important. We need to be more vocal. We need to provide example. We need to talk about this. And what you're doing right now is very important, you know, elevating and making an impact in others, companies yeah. as well.
No, that's key. That's key. This is what we are trying to do and promoting that through the different organizations. Because we in Alcott Global, because we are recruiters and connectors, well, when we place people and having asking for, well, I want woman talent. I don't just fulfill the gap. We want woman talent, and we have been able to hopefully provide in Latin America and worldwide with key talents and presenting. And this woman has been giving great results and great balance. So it's a kind of balance, as you mentioned before, just mixing that skills and that synergies, that leaderships that every person can provide, and showing that everybody can be having the opportunity to shine, no?
That's correct.
That's fine. So that's great. And what do you recommend for new people that are looking for making career in supply chain, in logistics? What do you think that they should be doing just for being trying to be as a model for these new people coming in?
Yes, I like to start mentioning that it's critical and it is a very dynamic field. Every mm-hmm. day is different, you know, mm-hmm. and it plays a key role in the success of many companies, industry, and also our industry is essential for the functioning of the world. We used to say we move the world forward. Mm-hmm. Javier, have you ever thought about how things you buy in the supermarket got there?
Yeah.
All your favorite items, you know, mm-hmm. all everything has passed through the logistic chain to reach your hands. And I recommend that you listen to others, learn from others. In life, we have different teachers who guide us towards the execution of our goals and dreams. And the logistics industry is passionate. It is different yeah. every day, regardless of whether it is the same client for years. Everything is always different. Another important point is to always look for group success. Mm-hmm. And I always mention that see your partner as an ally, as a colleague, and remove the barriers of professional skills. Mm-hmm. Let them be passionate. It is a challenging industry, I can tell mm-hmm. you. And it takes a lot of passion and determination to be able to manage all the challenges that come in our way. This means that we must have a flexible mindset and always willing to learn. I always say the leader never stop learning. And the world changes constantly. And mm-hmm. we must know how to adapt to those changes. Also, a vital point is to align between the different generations. Mm-hmm. We all have something important to contribute and to learn from each other. And I can tell you, my success in Central America has been the combination of people with a lot of experience. I have people from 20, 25 years 30 years and the new generation. That mix is a new idea. So let's honor the generation with a lot of experience, but let's give opportunity to the new generation that come of idea, and that diversity and putting it together is amazing. And I to finalize, I can tell you that now logistics is a career in many universities. I was so happy that I was in the university of my daughter talking to the dean of the Koch business in SMU, Dallas, mm-hmm. Texas, and they had the end-to-end solution, business analytic on the end-to-end solution. And when I asked him, how do you have this career? And he told me, oh, because we asked the company, what mm-hmm. are you needing? And also Crowley invests a lot of money in university in United States and now in the region for really to have people preparing. So that's another opportunity now to explore educational possibility. And I also invite you to mm-hmm. follow the Crowley social networks. We are constantly showing how we made the world move forward. So there is a lot of opportunity now.
No, that's great. And you mentioned very good points. And now the universities are giving more programs, more involved in developing programs in supply chain and logistics since some years ago. Now also the industry is more collaborating together with the universities, develop that kind of program that are producing people that are more skilled, that's right, with the right information for helping in this new age of logistics. And we didn't mention yet the artificial intelligence, the data management, because all these new tools are giving great results and great information and helping a lot of in the transaction. I think that also Crowley should be having that kind of implementation in the recent years. That's right.
Yeah, we are investing millions of dollars in a digital transformation, not for what we need today, but you know what we are going to be needing for the future. It's a lot of investment with new vessels, more equipment, technology, all that is needed, you know, to really be that supplier of the end-to-end supply chain solution to better serve our customers in the future as well.
Yeah, that's the definitely, and this is the key, no? That part of the artificial intelligence will be helping each other, no? And also mention the balance that you mentioned before, the balance between all experienced people that have been working in the organization with the new and dynamic, fresh talent that produce great synergies. And I also, for sure, you have example of that, but I also have that kind of example in my own family. Just my younger son just helping the oldest son that is only 4 different years old, and they are helping each other with new technologies. Hey, I found this. So this makes it easier for you. This is incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yes, my daughters kick me off to a speed, but it's new, you know.
Exactly. You know. That's great. And now, well, you already mentioned which skill do you consider. So I don't know if you want to add another skill that you mentioned for the supply chain leaders.
Uh-huh. Yes, let's say we, to advance our organization culture and meet our business goal and enhance our, let's say, the competitive goal, Crowley is right now replacing our former core competencies with leadership expectation, built around the concept of balanced leadership. We consider 4 key to develop our skills. And I will be very brief, but it's important to mention. The number 1, be collaborative and accountable. Mm-hmm. We collaborate across teams, ensuring stakeholders' input is considered and are prepared to make decisions and hold ourselves and others to account. The 2nd one, that is very important, be locally savvy and globally aware. We deeply understand and respond to our local environment. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned before, they say people believe Central America, but they don't know each country has different regulations.
Exactly.
So the localizability and the people to speak out is very important while also embracing an external and global perspective. And the third one, Xavier, is be empathetic and courageous. Mm-hmm. We care for our people. We empower them. We provide honest feedback. Stretch, we develop to drive individual and company performance. And this, for me, is very key. And last but not least, is be operational focused and strategically driven. So mm-hmm. we successfully execute, of course, the day-to-day challenge, because we need to execute, we need to operate. But while staying informed, and planning for the future and market trends. What I mentioned before, what we are doing for the future. So we focus on the big picture while maintaining the operational excellence.
Wow, now that's really great point that you place on the table, and very well advised for everybody that listen to the podcast and how to prepare the organization for the future and for the future supply chain leaders that need to handle in the organization, and all the chief supply chain officers that are appearing right now in the boards of the company, and also more women appearing on the boards of the company. This is, for me, is great. That has been a great conversation, Claudia. Really have been enjoying the conversation. I would like just to know if you want to add anything else or give us your final recommendation for the supply chain people that are listening to the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Xavier, for the opportunity again. So my recommendation is that you bring the best you have. Be open to change. And this industry every day is changing. And at the same time, be innovative. This is a fascinating work. We have the advantage of promoting business, dreams, goals. The logistics are variable. You mm-hmm. never know when we are transporting the next big deal or dreams for a new customer, either individual or family. But I like to close by leaving you my personal advices, you know, that mm-hmm. have helped in, during these 33 years. I want to start to have a personal growth mindset and narrative. As I mentioned before, leaders never stop learning. So I continue learning every time I had the opportunity, reading leadership, training, everything. So we all need to have that personal growth mindset. And have a network, as you mentioned, you know, mm-hmm. Cy Crowley, I am the president of the American Chamber of Commerce, founder of Think Huge, part of the board of director of COEP. I was 10 years on the board of director of the Shipping Association. So that connectivity is great. It helps, of course. It will take you out of your comfort area, but it's important to you to have that network.
That's right.
You cannot imagine how many doors have been opened because of that.
That's right.
My other recommendation is connect with others through correct ethics. You know, mm-hmm. ethics is very important. Defend and cultivate your roots. Like you always say, let's be ambassador of Central America, Latin American countries. Be innovative. Get out of your comfort zone. Erase imaginary limits, those that sometimes create for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And be patient with yourself. You know, especially when you started a career, as I mentioned before, I started, no, as a vice president, I started as an administrative position, you know.
That's right.
I always look for the future and honor and recognize the generation that opens doors. That's what I mentioned about honor, the people
that's
with
right.
experience, you know, those generation that opens the door for us. And learn to live with criticism and get the best of it. And last, that is very important, is have a balance of life. I couldn't do it without this balance. Feed your
That's
mind,
right.
take care of your body and your spirit. And be happy. We don't know all the problems of this work. I
That's
enjoy
right.
what I do.
That's the key. That's the key. I have
That's the key.
you mentioned very clearly and really have been enjoying your conversation, Claudia, because you are an example of leadership, of people, of being humble, showing the others that can be done, and just pushing and pushing and never stop learning. That is the way of doing things.
That's correct. Excellent.
No. Perfect. Thank you very much, you, Claudia, for letting me to having you in this program. Huh?
No, Javier, it has been an honor for me to share a little bit of my experience. I always feel very blessed, and I have the support of family, friends, and partners, and love to work with you with this program.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Claudia. And thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, you must go to www.alcottglobal.com and click on the button of the podcast to see all the programs and notes. You can also subscribe to the mailing list to receive all the updates and news from Alcott Global. You can share with your friends and also follow us on LinkedIn. And if you are looking to hire senior supply chain executives, people like Claudia, and in your business in Latin, in US, Spain, or worldwide, we are here in Alcott Global ready for support. Have a great day.